I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting an arrest in a massive terrorist attack in Turkey. The Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim confirmed Tuesday that authorities have arrested the suspected gunman who killed 39 people during a New Year's attack on a nightclub in Istanbul. Yildirim called the alleged attacker a vile terrorist and said the important thing now is to reveal those behind the attack. Turkish media had earlier identified Abdulkadir Masharipov as the shooter, saying he was arrested during a raid Monday in Istanbul. Istanbul Governor Basip Sahin said Tuesday that Masharipov's fingerprints matched those of the shooter and that he was an Uzbekistan national who trained in Afghanistan and is believed to have entered Turkey in January of 2016. Sahin also said it is clear the attack was done in the name of the Islamic State group. The militants have claimed responsibility, linking the attack to Turkey's military operations against them in Syria. Donald Trump wants a great relationship with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, a member of his transition team Tuesday after the U.S. president-elect sparked anger with criticism of her and NATO. Anthony Scaramucci, a hedge fund investor who is representing the Trump team at the World Economic Forum in Davos, said the next U.S. president was a man of peace who recognizes the importance of the long-term alliances that we've got in Europe. But he acknowledged that Trump is also seeking to build bridges with Russian President Vladimir Putin, moving on from hostilities over the war in Syria, Ukraine, and the allegations of state-sponsored cyber attacks. But Scaramucci added, I think he said something that you guys should listen to, that we have to make sure that our structures, alliances, and charters are for the